Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. When I was looking into all the things that harm us, the things that we consume, one of the things that causes neurological and behavior disorders is something that I consume every day, the biggest drug in America, and that is coffee. But there are many other things that we consume that Europeans have, you know, said, hey, stay away from that. And it's not like we don't say stay away from it. We just don't have the rules or regulations to stop it from being put into the products that we consume every day. Melissa Malow is a professor of nutrition at the University of Delaware and a registered dietitian. These food ingredients that are banned in Europe but not allowed, but are allowed in the U.S., what's behind that? Is it because our regulations are lax or not in place?
That's a great question. And there are big differences in how the U.S. decides what food additives are permitted in our food supply compared to other countries.
Melissa, I read something that some of these things are grandfathered in, which seems odd if you're talking about additives in food products.
Absolutely, because our science has changed a lot and we've learned a lot of new things. And unfortunately, some of our regulations are slow to update and take into account that new information that we have. So there are a lot of products that are food ingredients that were sort of grandfathered in under a certain designation that we call GRAS, or generally recognized as safe, that we haven't reevaluated in decades.
One of them I see that the World Health Organization has warned against since 1965, and it is still regularly used in bread and tortillas in our country. In fact, when I looked at this list, a lot of it has to do with bread or bread products.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. There's a lot of food additives in breads and things that we wouldn't ordinarily consider very unhealthy for us. It's not just, kids' candies that are odd colors or blue foods. It's found through a lot of our food supply.
And is it true that the food industry in our country is allowed to self-determine what substances are safe?
In a lot of cases, yes, the food industry itself does a lot of self-regulating, and it's more of a voluntary system for the industry to report to the FDA and show them the steps that they've taken to examine how safe some of the ingredients they're going to use are. There are, you know, other processes that that the industry can use to go through a formal approval process. But if the industry thinks that their food additive should be generally recognized as safe, or it should have this other status, this GRAS status, then they can choose whether or not they're even going to tell the FDA that they're using it and whether or not they're going to share that safety information with the FDA.
Okay, that seems outdated to me. Does that seem outdated to you?
It does. It does. And there's really no other modernized country in the world that has a similar protocol like this GRAS method that the FDA uses.
So the bottom line's always money, right?
I think you're right.
Melissa Malow is a professor of nutrition at the University of Delaware and a registered dietitian. What are some of the big things that we should watch out for?
Well, overall, it's very difficult for most consumers to inspect the long list of ingredients on foods, and I don't think that they should have to. Overall, I really recommend a more common sense approach where I advocate for, you know, more whole foods and less processed foods, because one, this will reduce your exposure to some of these additives that could be harmful, and two, it's generally good advice to follow anyway. We know that a lot of these ultra-processed foods, which are the ones that are going to contain more of these potentially harmful additives are also foods that cause us to overeat and gain more weight. They're foods that are very tasty, you know, like cakes and cookies that have extra calories in the form of sugar and fat. And so they cause us to overeat without even knowing that we're doing it. So I think overall, that might be the take-home advice I'd give to people is, you know, you can look through that extensive ingredient list on some of your packaged foods, or you could just try to, you know, make those foods the ones that you consume in moderation.
What about the chemical cuisine ratings? I did Google that. The website is kind of wonky, but I was stunned to see that aloe vera is on there, the caramel coloring, so many things that are in products we eat every day. Is that a good guideline? Is that enough to make people maybe think twice about what they're consuming?
That's a resource people can look to. I would ask people to just kind of weigh the pros and cons of, you know, which processed foods they're going to choose, which ones are important for their, you know, their happiness, to balance your priorities between, you know, taste, convenience, and health.
Thank you so much for joining us. So the bottom line is eat like we're supposed to, fresh ingredients, fruits, vegetables, and skip all the processed stuff, right?
Yes, it's the boring message that dietitians and nutritionists have been preaching for a long time. I'm sorry I don't have anything more revolutionary, but yes.
Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Malow, the professor of nutrition at the University of Delaware. And if you want to Google it, it is pretty eye-opening. Just Google chemical cuisine rating. You might be shocked at what you're consuming. Hey, coming up next, Steve has your news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then we're going to talk to an attorney who says we could get between $200 and $400 in the latest Google settlement. You've got 2 weeks to file your claim to receive the payment. If you've been using Google, you'll want the details, and that's on the way next on 720 WGN.